drawn from my journals, text messages, conversations, and my own recollection to piece together what I lived and how I made sense of it. Some moments remain vivid, preserved in ink and time-stamped messages. Others live in feeling rather than fact, in the imprint they left on me. This book is not a chronicle of every detail, nor is it meant to be. It is an honest telling of what shaped me, the moments that cracked me open, the beliefs I carried, the truths I ran from and eventually turned toward, the truths that, in the end, set me free. Prologue. The Miracle. I'm 8 years old, holding my mom and grandma's hands as we walk into the hospital where my dad lives. I don't remember ever meeting my dad. He got into a bad car accident when I was 3. He left my mom and me before that to follow his dreams, but from the whisperings I hear, it sounds like all he did was cause trouble. Mom tells me his friend died in the crash, but my dad survived. Well, kind of. His brain is injured and he can't really move or talk or anything. But that doesn't stop me from thinking about him. I wonder what he's like and if I'm like him. I wonder if he'd like spending time with me. When I see my friends with their dads, I study them closely and imagine what it would be like to have one too. I picture him reading me books, holding my hand, singing to me. My mom says nice things about him, like, he loved you very much, and you're really smart, just like him. But I can tell it hurts her to talk about him. It makes me wonder why he left us, why he left me. I tried on a lot of outfits this morning, hoping to find the right thing to wear. I didn't let my mom or grandma help because I like to do it myself. I picked out my favorite jean jumper and black patent leather shoes. They're shiny and they make me feel pretty. I hope my dad likes them. As we walk through the hospital, I feel a fluttering in my stomach, kind of like when I'm on a roller coaster. It smells funny here, like microwave food and bleach. My mom and grandma tell me if I want to leave at any point, all I have to do is squeeze one of their hands and we'll go. When we walk into his room, I see my dad lying in a bed, hooked up to a bunch of machines. His face is swollen, and he doesn't really look like his pictures. But he smiles when he sees me, and his eyes follow me around the room. This makes me feel special. I see photos of me on a bulletin board near his bed, and it makes me smile big. I wonder how they got there, and if he knows who I am. I walk up closer to him and say, "I'm Amber." "Amba," he says slowly, barely able to get the words out. "But I don't care. He just said my name." "She's Beverly," I say, pointing to my mom. "Beverly," he says. "And that's Kate," I say, pointing to my grandma. "Kate," he says. "I love you," he says to me in that same silly way, smiling big, making me gasp and feel all warm inside, like I've been waiting forever to hear those words. I now know that I do have a dad, and he knows my name. And he loves me. "I love you," he says again, this time looking at my mom, which makes me laugh but also makes my belly feel weird. I thought those words were just for me. "I love you," he says again, this time to the nurse as she walks through the door. Wait, what? I look at my dad and then at the nurse, my pulse speeding up. "Oh, he's our lover here," the nurse says. "He tells everyone, I love you, I love you." He doesn't stop saying it. "Oh," I think, as I look down at my shoes, which I don't think he noticed. My nose starts to burn in the way it does when I'm about to cry. I feel my mom and grandma looking at me, so I tell myself to be a good, strong girl. And then I look up quickly and smile like everything's just fine. "Amber," I say to my dad again. "Amba," he says back. We play the name game for what feels like a long time. I try to teach him other words, but I like when he says my name best, and I just want to keep hearing him say it. When the visiting hours are over, the nurse wheels my dad's bed into the other room and we follow. "Wait," I say to my mom and grandma, just outside his room. I run back in, take one last look around, and pin my latest school photo to his bulletin board. Maybe he'll remember me this way, I think. I leave the room and wave goodbye to my dad. He smiles at me, and the nurses wave too. When we get to the car, I say quietly from the back seat, "I don't want to come back here again." My mom says, "Okay," and we drive away. Later that week, I'm sitting on swings with my friends at recess. Laughter fills the